You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's new immigration minister has promised to increase the amount the government knows about the country's multicultural communities. Andrew Giles made the pledge at the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia conference in Melbourne in his first speech as minister.
The Albanese Labor government is committed to the introduction of whole-of-government standards for measuring Australia's diversity to improve policy design, resource allocation and service planning. The culturally and linguistically diverse data collection working group, consisting of representatives of peak multicultural bodies, and I recognise the groundbreaking leadership and expertise of FECA in particular here, together with data collection and demography experts, this group will be established to develop a national standard for called data collection.
He also promised to shift the tone of Australia's immigration debate.
I'm committed today and going forward to changing this approach, moving from neglect to respect. In doing so and saying this, I think it is important and indeed imperative that we find ways to have differing policy opinions, different ways of expressing our shared commitment to multiculturalism without using individuals as political collateral in an endless, pointless, divisive and destructive culture war.
It is welcome news for people like Mehdi Sina. The Afghan refugee left Pakistan, where his family was living, when he was 15, arriving at Christmas Island by boat.
Australia represents everything. From the day I arrived in Australia, I felt like a real human being, more productive. Since the day I arrived in Australia, I studied high school and went to university and achieved each of my goals.
More than a decade later, he has permanent residency. But he says he's had constant rejections when trying to bring the rest of his family to Australia on humanitarian visas.
I think family is everything. People living during the pandemic, and like a lot of people, they miss their family and they haven't seen their family in the past few years. Imagine if you put yourself in my shoe, and how you're going to feel like being away from your families in the past 10, 12 years.
Australia's humanitarian program has been dominated by two ongoing crises in the past 12 months, the fall of Afghanistan and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Under the former government, more than 8,000 Ukrainian nationals were given temporary humanitarian visas, allowing them to work and study. Australia evacuated around 4,000 people from Afghanistan when Kabul fell, and has since granted almost 1,100 family visas. Australia has allocated 31,500 places for Afghans over the next 4 years, a number that was increased more than 6 months after the fall of Kabul. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's Jana Favero says the quicker response to Ukraine showed a clear preference to help people from that country.
The way that we responded to Ukraine is exactly how we should have responded. We made announcements swiftly, we evacuated people to safety, and we got them out of there. There's a vast difference in how we do treat different refugees by how they arrive, when they arrive, and which country they've fled from.
But former Immigration Department Secretary Abul Rizvi doesn't believe Australia has preference visas based on racial prejudice.
Australia will also traditionally favour countries closer to Australia than further away. Australia will give priority, for example, to people such as women at risk. And those range of factors are taken into account. It's not a science, it's an art, I would agree, but it's a judgment that governments must make.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs says Australia's offshore humanitarian program is flexible and can respond effectively to evolving humanitarian situations. Pre-election, Labor said it planned to progressively raise Australia's humanitarian intake to 27,000 places a year, up from around 14,000. Adama Kamara from the Refugee Council of Australia says Australia needs to approach people fleeing persecution with more compassion.
Overall, what we can say is that the policy around seeking protection is not fair, and it needs to be more humane, regardless of where people are coming from. We need to look at how we can make a fairer process, how we can give people legal assistance while they are applying for protection, how they can have access to support while that claim for protection is being resolved.
Sean Wales, SBS News.